Okay, so this video I wanted to make because I woke up this morning, and every morning I wake up, I usually go through the different types of news channels. I watch the German news in German, the French news in French, and the Italian news in Italian. Just for my own, it's just what I like to do. So I was on the Italian news channel. And I guess, and this is how far separated I am from society with basic media, like, 'cause I don't watch regular TV. There's a movie called The Assistant that came out, and it says it's influenced by Harvey Weinstein conviction and all this shit like that. And I know bitches, so I already know what the movie's gonna be about. There's going to be some like all women are going to paint themselves as this completely innocent victim that, you know, was just a dainty little princess in the world, didn't do anything wrong to anyone, and she just wanted a job. And then this manipulative evil man came along and just, you know, attacked her, you know, and she and he held her hostage, so now he's abusing her, and that's why she stayed around and blah blah blah, which everybody knows is bullshit, except two populations. First population is men who are just pretty much just beta boy blue pill simps who are trying to, you know, convince themselves to tell women whatever they want to hear so they think it raises their chances of getting vagina. And two, that shitty population of woman who wants to believe that they are never at fault and it's always a big evil man's fault for doing anything to them. Those are only two. But that's a big population, especially in Western feminized countries. And my thoughts on Harvey Weinstein is this. The history of artwork between men and women, it's always been like this. It's always been, okay, women do not like power. Women do not like to be the leader or empowered one. They truly hate it, and they truly want it. They truly keep going out and seeking until they find a man who is better and powerful than her, so she can lay up under him. You see what I'm saying? Those are constants. This is what happens, especially in art worlds, in any type of art world, music, media, you know, anything. This is what they do. This is like, it's no shock. It's absolutely no shocker to anybody who has more than three working brain cells in their head to know that is a, okay, when you're in the field of making movies or TV shows, that those producers are probably fucking, you know, girls trying to fuck their way up in life. And see, the thing is, like, see, girls like Lana Del Rey, she admitted to doing that. She made songs about doing that. She fully accepted, yeah, she fucked her way to the top. You know, it was about her fucking. It was about her opening her legs. And that's how she got to become Lana Del Rey. She accepted it. And it's usually, and see, this is usually the situation, the scenario. If the girl goes off and becomes popular, well, there's no problem. If she goes off and there's a return payment after getting fucked, then there's no problem. See, the problem is always with the population of women, which is a larger population, the population of women who do whore out for these producers and, you know, these writers and shit like that to fuck their way up to the top. They don't get the role. And now they're walking around scorned and hateful. See, these women are not mad that they got fucked by the producer. These women are mad because they didn't get the prostitution, aka payout afterwards. You see, that's what they're mad about. Like I said in videos before, to be woman is to be prostitute. It's almost impossible to not have woman without being prostitute. It's almost it's pretty unless she's just so low down a totem pole to where she's just desperate to get any man. To be woman is to be pro. If she's worth anything, to be woman is to be prostitute. You see, these women are the women who are all mad. See, those are the women who did not get roles, or they may have got roles, but they fell off real fast. They got old and fucked up, and now they're mad. They're trying to get a payout. See, the women who, because I guarantee you right now, at this very moment, there's a movie producer right now, at this exact moment when you're watching this video, there is a movie producer fucking the shit out of some 20-year-old bitch trying to fuck her way up in the market. And that girl has no problem with it because in her mind, she thinks there's a payoff coming later. You see? I guarantee you. There's at least 50 of them right now. At the second you're watching this video, either he's fucking her or he got done fucking her and he's going to get a cup of Kool-Aid to, you know, to recollect. I promise you. Because it's the natural norm. To be a woman is to be prostitute. It's always been like this in any art field. In any art field, it's just, it's common knowledge. Everybody knows that this is what it is. You see, like I said, the two populations are the two populations who keep this interest going. It's like I said, the one is the beat down beta bitch men who think that telling women what they want to hear is going to raise their chances of getting pussy out of them. Or two, it's the women who are just, you know, completely fucked up, and it fuels their agenda of never being of always being the victim. They never did anything wrong. Those are the two populations who fuel that shit. And America, it's a big deal. That's a large part of the population, because they beat down men in America and in Western countries. But once you get out those countries, like, everybody knows, they can see it, like, just like that. Like, yeah, this bitch is fucking retarded. She's the girl who got mad at Harvey Weinstein. They already know what it was. She opened her pussy. She didn't get the payment she thought she was going to get afterwards, also known as prostitution. And she got mad and she ran to the police. That's what it was. that's what it always is with bitches. Once they figure out that they can't get an adequate payment after opening their legs, they get mad. Now, this is where, like, pickup artists and douchebag guys are probably better in this realm. And this is just going to be a side rant. They work this better because, see, the woman always has this fleeting hope that they'll still get a payment. You see, if it's a bad boy, because like I say in an older video, see, the bad boy's strength is, see, they have the charisma of that solo lone wolf. I just take what I want in the world. And to see the girl gets hooked on that ever ongoing fleeting idea of him finally, you know, getting the shit together and then coming back and protecting her. It fuels that whole mythological imaginary bullshit she has going on in her head. And see, that's how bad boys keep those girls around. See, because it's just woman's nature. Now, like with Harvey Weinstein, I don't think he did anything wrong. Unless there's something that I missed or something I did, you know, maybe there was like an exchange of emails or something that maybe I didn't come across. For the overall point of view, he didn't do anything wrong. Now, had Harvey Weinstein had been walking around the mall and just snatching up bitches and, you know, and face fucking them in the bathroom, like, okay, yeah, because you probably forced it on some bitch that wasn't even on that shit. But okay, Harvey Weinstein was sitting up in his office just chilling, and bitches came, like what bitches do, they would keep scanning the area for men of resources, and he was just the next one in line. They figured they'd get some resources out of him, so he was going to entertain his attention. Okay, because I guarantee you this: if Harvey Weinstein, I guarantee you this, if Harvey Weinstein had been that janitor, then women wouldn't have hung around him a tenth as long. I guarantee you, had he been a janitor or working at McDonald's or something like that, that opportunity wouldn't even have came up because they would have been out. See, it's because they're, like I say, to be a woman is to be a prostitute. They figured there was going to be, like, for another example, Bill Cosby. Okay, initially, I think it was wrong how he was doing it. Because from what I gather, Bill Cosby wasn't informing the bitches he was knocking them out. He would just put something in their drink. You know what I'm saying? And they had to figure it out later. Now, I think that's fucked up. But they came back after they knew what was going on. You see what I'm saying? If they were so shocked and appalled and angry, they would have figured that shit out and just never went back to him and then called the police. Now, that would have been completely within logic, reason, in my opinion. Like I said, he would go, bloop, here you go, and not tell them, and they would drink it. Yeah, now that's lying to get fucked up. But see, the fact that these bitches, all of them, kept coming back after they knew what was going on. See, now that's where it's like, okay, yeah, you wanted this shit. It's like that's like women who like rape fantasies, or women who like to be raped. Like, you don't know, if you don't know this woman, you don't know she likes to be raped. So like, a man might rape a woman and she might actually like it, or she may not like it. You never know. And that first time, that's why, like, I don't advocate raping bitches. Like, you know, if you don't know that's what she likes, like, if you, it's just a bitch you just met and you just start holding her down and start fucking her, like, no, like, you got to get some kind of way in the clear. It's like a one-off type of thing. Either you're completely in the clear, or you're like, you know, and grounds get fucked up. It's the same thing like with Bill Cosby. Like he either was in the clear or his grounds get fucked up. Well, he's Bill Cosby. No woman, I mean, most women aren't going to fuck him up because he has resources, and he probably, and the only reason he even got him in the room to start out with, because he probably promised him some role or a perspective of a role later. So they entertained all this shit, went off, you know, drank, you know, some Kool-Aid, woke up next morning with a, you know, with a gaped asshole trying to figure out what happened, and it came back to it and kept doing it. They were documented knowing what was going on. It is documented that they knew exactly what was going on, and they kept going back. So at that point, okay, yeah, Bill Cosby didn't do anything wrong. Now, if a woman knew it the first time and then she went and told the police, then, yeah, then, you know, it's wrong at that point. I mean, like, that's the whole gray area of fucking with bitches, you know, right off the bat. Like, you never really know. So that's why I don't advise doing shit like that, unless you know that's what she likes to do. Like with the girls, why spit on, piss on, all that? Like it's made clear before. Type of thing. I'm not just doing that to just random bitches I just meet type of shit, just licking the whole side of their face and I never met them before. Like Rick James. Remember when Rick James went, okay, I don't know if you ever seen the behind the scenes where they actually like were sitting down talking to Rick James and Charlie Murphy, from Charlie Murphy's perspective, he said Rick James was just walking up to random bitches and licking their faces. Just grab the whole side of face, just lick it, just, right? Now, and I'm with Rick James because I do shit like this, but I'm with Rick James. See, Rick James, he told Charlie Murphy he didn't know them, but he knew them for real. And he probably fucked them, pissed them and everything too. So when he did it, it was just normal. Like, see, Rick James knew what was really going on, but that's a side rant. But anyway, but yeah, with the Harvey Weinstein thing, if he was running around just doing it to random bitches who wasn't on it, you know, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, fuck him up, throw him in prison, blah, blah, blah. But those bitches knew what it was. Everybody on the planet knows what. Those bitches' moms knew what it was. I guarantee you, if you sit down with any of those bitches' moms and you ask them about it and ask them the right questions, they'd admit to it. Yeah, they knew. Yeah, that's what Harvey does. That's what all them men do. Because you know why? Because they did it. The moms did it before then. If they were attractive, they did it. You see what I'm saying? Like. It's unbelievable, man. Like, that Harvey Weinstein shit, like, that type of shit is and he got in trouble for that. And Bill Cosby got in trouble for that. That's unbelievable. Like I say, man, feminism always existed. It just, like, now it just has a name. But, like, see, that population of woman has always been around. The woman who is pretty much just the reject of women. Okay, man, like, in this case, with Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby, they're pretty much rejected, okay? From hypergamous women, they got rejected. They got a taste of the higher life, and they were used for the holes and got, you know, discarded, and now they're angry. That's what it is. Because I guarantee you, if those women had got roles and had got legit careers and blah, 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 and, you know, and stayed young forever, you wouldn't heard a peep out of them. Like I said in other videos, see, women don't care about morals and logic. They get scorned, but women don't have morals and logic. They're just mad because, like, or perfect example, like Donovan Sharp, and I agree with him 1,000% on this. He said, women don't lose weight for their health. Okay. They never. They don't lose weight. They lose weight to try to get more dick and opportunities. That's why they lose weight. See, they don't have, like, you know, decent morals. They like you have to, you really have to get that out of your head. Every man really has to become deprogrammed on this. They don't. Everything about a woman, women's brains pretty much stop maturing around, I'd say, from my experiences dealing with them, at max 19 to 20. Their brains just, they start maturing younger, but they stop much quicker. They don't develop, you know, how messy men, we stop, I say we start to finally wake up around 30, maybe give or take a few years. But I see, we grow to that next high, our brains grow to that next higher realization of what's actually going on, who's feeling what, and how do we consistently day in, day out fix this problem. Women's brains never get to that point truly. A woman's brain, the best you can get with that is to assume what a man's going to think what we do. Like, they don't themselves, they don't get there. You see what I'm saying? So, then see, this is why that has always been a constant in the art world. See, because in our world, girls learn that they got to be pretty and they got to start fucking. or have to at least lead the idea on fucking. And they never truly grow out of that. They never truly do. Until at least until they've been, they, you know, turn into feminists. They've been discarded for whatever reason. See, those are the women who are always angry. Those are the women who always have problems, are always angry. They've been discarded as women, you know, from their respected quality of man. They've been rejected. Those are the women who turn feminist. You see what I'm saying? Like I say, it's the same thing as like incels. How like they say men are incels. Some men can be incels. They've been rejected from their from the opposite gender. So now they're walking around angry, mad. It's the same thing. Feminists are the equivalent of incels. But see, the thing is, by definition, a woman can never really be an incel because, like I said, a vagina is worth something at all times and dick isn't. So like a woman can always, she can always get sex. It's just not from the quality of man that she wants to get sex from. So by definition, a woman can't, it's impossible for a woman to really be an incel, okay? But in relation to the two and their places in the world, feminists are the equivalent of incelibates. They're the female version of the male incelibate. They've been rejected from their pool that they want to date, and now they're just walking around angry man. But see, the big difference is a man can always turn it around. That's the big difference because men are wanted for timeless things such as, you know, protection in different and various ways. Their intelligence, you know, their you know, their maybe their education. Men are valued for different things. You know, their willpower, their tenacity in life. Men are valued for timeless things, where women, they're only valued. And it's fucked up to say, but it's the fucking truth. Women are only valued for their youth and beauty. That's what it's always been like that. And as soon as that youth and beauty fades them, they're rejected out into the community again. Bye. Bye. You're out there. That's what happens. And so there's going to be a lot more feminists than there are incelibate men. But see, the thing is, see, the incelibate men, a problem with incelibate men is this. Man is a ruler of his own mentality, for real. But a lot of men will talk themselves into believing they're lesser, you see? And it's all on that individual man. Now, women become lesser, okay? There's nothing they can do about it. They just lose everything they're worth. But man, it's really, every man is his own king up here. Once he tells himself he can do something, then he can start working at to go do it. Because remember this, man. I forgot where I got this from, but I didn't come up with this. It's IQ is more important. I mean, I'm sorry. I can is more important than IQ. Remember that shit. For real. I can is more important than IQ. Keep that shit to the grave and work and use that logic and watch. And one step at a time, you can turn. If you're like, if you could be a celibate man right now. Everybody goes through at least a sprint of that. So it's not saying like you're ugly or poor or anything like that. Every man goes through stints of it. But see, as a man, you can always turn around. And this is where I feel sorry for women. Because women, they just have that quick window. And when that window's up, you know, nobody gives a fuck about them anymore. You know, but man, you can always turn it around. You can always go, oh, I think I'll, you know, become this, that. And you can always get, you know, you can always go out and gather more again. But yeah, there was a topic, Harvey Weinstein, man. Like, unless it's something I missed in it, I don't think he did it. I mean, in relation to the constant of history and time, I don't think he did anything wrong. Because just like with drug dealers. With drug dealers, let's say you lock up 50 drug dealers tonight. Well, you like, see, the people who are actually happy about that are looking at the problem from a completely different, from a completely wrong perspective. You see, drug dealers are a constant in humanity too, and they always have been. It just became cool, I'd say, from like the 90s with that whole DARE shit and just say no to drugs and all that shit. It became cool to demonize them. Now, with that being said, the demonizing part, if you look throughout history at all times, there is, ever since man had figured out a way to manipulate their perception of reality, we've always done it. It's always been a thing. Always been a thing. And most drugs, for exception, like heroin, shit like that, that's like, you know, addictive and makes you fucking like sell your house for a dime bag type shit. Like most of it's not gonna, you know, really do a lot of harm. People aren't gonna hurt. Alcohol is probably like one of, in reality of what happens to people, alcohol is probably one of the worst drugs in reality. And it's the one of the worst and the easiest, one of the easiest drugs to take. You just drink it. You know what I'm saying? You got the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's just my thoughts on that. But what I'm getting at is that these are constants, you see. And when women fucking to get what they want, that is a constant in itself. And trying to demonize a man for it is completely ridiculous. Trying to lock up a man for that is completely ridiculous. Like I said, now if he was like legitimately raping the bitch, like he went over there, grabbed her, and leaned on top of her so she couldn't get up and move and fuck, like, yeah, then yeah, fuck him up for that. But see, like, these bitches are walking in there knowing what this world does. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can go on about that for fucking 15 minutes, man. But yeah, so I'm just gonna stop it here.